Iran and Tunisia were stormed by demonstrators, and one person was killed during protests in Lebanon. There's concern that extremists hostile to the West may be exploiting the situation. From Cairo, the BBC's Middle East editor, Jeremy Bowen, reports.
On the banks of the Nile, more tear gas and more stones. Protests that started here in Cairo on Tuesday night are still going on and have spread across the Arab Middle East and beyond. The police fired repeated volleys of tear gas to keep them away from the US embassy, the target here and in other countries, because the anti-Muslim film they hate so much was produced in America. The anger about the film is still a driving force. Here in Cairo, other grievances, including hatred of the police, have been grafted onto it.
This is about a lot more now than the film and dislike of America. It's got tied up with the fractures in Egyptian society. Since the revolution, this has been an unhappy place, and those splits are getting wider.